You have been in this industry for a while, through a lot. This is certainly a shocking time. Why do you think that Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley would make an announcement like this with this timing?
Well, I think there were a few reasons. The first one was that last week they couldn't refund their debt. In other words, because so many investors questioned the value of their assets, the people who were supposed to roll over their debt wouldn't do it. They just didn't have confidence in the companies, and therefore the companies needed assistance immediately from the United States Treasury, which I believe is forthcoming with Mr. Paulson's new plan. Second point was that they knew that they were going to be regulated because virtually every person in Congress has indicated pretty clearly that they want to regulate the investment banking business, you know, when the next Congress comes to meet. Thirdly, they wanted to show stability. They wanted to show that the U.S. government was controlling them, that they had deposits that would be backed by the FDIC. In other words, they wanted to show some degree of solidity. So they took the step to do what was inevitable, in my estimation.
Dick, was this the only option really facing Morgan and Goldman? I mean, would we have seen a run on the bank within a week or two if this hadn't happened?
I think so. Well, I think you were seeing a run on the bank, and I think that the actions that the Treasury took is what stopped the run on the bank, as opposed to, you know, their declaration of being bank-holding companies. I think because they're bank-holding companies, it makes it easier for the Treasury to buy assets from them, which probably wouldn't have been that easy if they'd remained strictly investment banking companies.
This has to lower their risk-reward profile. So when we look ahead to quarterly earnings reports, I mean, are we going to see shrinking profit for these stocks because of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to see the fact that but this would have happened anyway, right? In other words, the companies are deleveraging. They're getting smaller and smaller because people don't want to give them money. All right, so the net effect is when you deleverage a balance sheet, your earnings are going to be substantially less. Also, you're in a cycle which is very negative at the present time, which means that there just isn't business out there. You can't do IPOs. You can't bring in new private equity deals. The prime brokerage business is shrinking. You can't do mortgage deals. So earnings are going to be very weak for at least a year, maybe 2 years for these companies, whether they're bank holding companies or not. The fact that they're bank holding companies, I think, creates a little bit more stability to their earnings. But they're just not going to have good earnings for quite some time.